Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. I saw it with my own eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I saw it with my own eyes. Have you ever said that to convince someone that you were telling the truth? It's frustrating when people don't believe us. Sometimes the best way to show someone the truth is to say, I saw it with my own eyes. I know it's true. Did you know some people don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead? They think that after Jesus died on the cross, he just stayed dead. They think it's impossible for someone to come back to life. But God made sure we could be certain that Jesus really rose. Paul wrote in the Bible, I saw it with my own eyes. We can be sure Jesus rose from the dead because he appeared to many people to prove he was alive. First, Jesus appeared to Cephas. That's another name for Peter. Then he appeared to his 12 disciples. Then he appeared to more than 500 people at the same time. Wow! Then Jesus appeared to his brother James. And last of all, he appeared to Paul himself. Paul said, I saw it with my own eyes. Jesus wants you to be certain he is alive. It might sound impossible for someone to rise from the dead, but Jesus isn't just anyone. Jesus is true God and true man at the same time. With God's power, Jesus can do anything, even rise from the dead. Jesus also wants you to know why his resurrection is so important. When he rose from the dead, he showed that all your sins are forgiven. He showed that there is life after death for everyone who believes in him. You will rise too and live with Jesus in heaven. He proved that God always keeps his promises. So don't listen to people who say Jesus didn't rise. He did. Paul says it best. I saw it with my own eyes. We pray to our living Lord. Dear Jesus, it's amazing to think you have the power to raise yourself from the dead. Help us never to doubt your resurrection and one day raise our bodies too, so that we can live with you in heaven. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.